أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained the great virtues of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah explained that finally Dajjal will come, he will be a Jew, and the Jews will rally behind him to try and establish their government in the world, and the idea will be to rule the whole world. But at that time Allah Ta'ala will send Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he himself will kill Dajjal. The rest of the followers of Dajjal, the Jews, they will be killed by the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and that army will be of the Muslims, those people who were opposed to the Jews and the Christians, not those who are going and joining them in their churches, etc. Anyway, they will be also killed, and then after that there will be only Islam that will be in the world. The Jews, if they make Tawbah and they accept Islam, they will be allowed to live, otherwise they will be eliminated. Similarly, the Christians, unless they believe in the oneness of Allah and they don't believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah or as Allah himself, then they also will have to be eliminated. That will be a time that there will be only Islam in the whole world. There will be no idol worshippers, no Christians, no Jews. So that will be the condition at that time, and all this information that was given was by wahi, revelation from Allah Ta'ala, and to prove the nabuwat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now further Allah Ta'ala explains here that the Christians of Najran who had come, and they wanted to prove that they are right, and one of their arguments was that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without a father. So in that case, that he hasn't got a father, they said that Allah Ta'ala is his father. He is the son of God. And at the same time, they believe that he is God himself. How can a person be the father, his own father, and how can he, the father, be the son? It is completely unacceptable, even logically. But this is what they believed, and this is the proof that they had presented. So in reply to that, Allah Ta'ala explains, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمِ. Beshak Isa ki mithal Allah ki nazdik jaise mithal Adam ki. The example of Isa to understand very easily is like that of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without a father, biological father. But he did have a mother, and that she was also a human being. So to understand that he was born from a human being, from his mother, though without a father, that is not so difficult as to understand how Adam alayhi salam was created. There was no father, no mother of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah just made his form of sand, which is not of the species of human beings. Sand and human being are two different things. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was born of his own species, his mother, who was a human being. But Adam alayhi salam, Allah made his form with sand. And then Allah just commanded him to be, and he became a living human being. So this is, so when if that was the measurement of being the son of God, then Adam alayhi salam had a more greater right to claim that he is the son of God, because he was born without a mother or father. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born from a mother. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, neither did Adam alayhi salam claim that he is the son of God, and neither did Isa alayhi salam claim. This is a false claim of the Christians. And Hawa alayhi salam was born also without a mother or father. From the left rib of Adam alayhi salam, Allah created Hawa alayhi salam. So it is all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So the Christians have no foot to stand on. They've got no argument to present to believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is God, Allah, or that he is the son of God. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَاب. Allah created Adam alayhi salam from sand. بَنَايَا usko mitti se. Allah just made his form. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُن. Phir kaha usko ke ho ja. Wo ho gaya. Then Allah commanded him that form of clay, that be a human being, and immediately he became a living human being. Human being with eyes and to see, ears to hear, a mouth to talk, tongue, heart, liver, brains, everything, Allah by the command. And so great is the command of Allah, and that is what we also should understand from this ayat, where on the one side it proves the wrong beliefs of the Christians, on the other side for us we should see the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah's qudrat is above everything. Allah can do as He pleases, and that is the Allah that we believe in. And very, very important, we must have the correct recognition of Allah Ta'ala. Not what we think in our mind that who is Allah, but who Allah is, we must. It's our farz, farz-e-ain, for every person to make effort and to find Allah Ta'ala. That is the right Allah. The Christians believe in Isa alayhi salam as God, etc. So they have got the complete wrong belief. Or they believe in one supreme being, Allah, but they believe in Him also wrongly. They make shirk with Him. They associate partners with Him, etc. And whoever else, even people who worship the ancestors, they also believe in one being, but they don't believe in Allah as Allah is. It is when we will be asked in the qabr, Mar Rabbuka. It isn't what you thought who is Allah, but whether you had found Allah and you believed in the true Allah and as Allah is. That is very, very important. Al-Haqqu min Rabbika. Haqq wo hai jo tera Rabb ke. The truth is that which is from Allah. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Phir tu mat reh shak lane walo se. So don't be about those people who doubt. Don't have any doubt in the matters of deen, and especially in the imaniyat, the things that we have to have iman on. And in there, we must have the correct beliefs and the conviction, the yaqeen on that belief. That is also very, very important. In that, many of us are lacking. We might have the knowledge of even iman, but that conviction on Allah Ta'ala. Today, as the, if anything has to happen, now, for example, Allah save us all, but somebody collapses now, our first thought will go, get a doctor, rush him to hospital. That is the way of thinking of the kuffar. A mu'min will immediately turn to Allah Ta'ala, and he will make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Anything else, if there's a fire, immediately we'll say, bring some water, bring some sand. We call the fire brigade, but we won't think, let me say, Allahu Akbar, by which the fire gets extinguished. So our beliefs, our conviction is very, very weak, and in fact very similar to that of the kuffar and that of animals. Animals also just go according to asbab, and the kuffar also go according to asbab and the wrong asbab. And a mu'min, his way of thinking is supposed to be completely different. But we made no effort on our yaqeen. We made effort on our iman in the maktab when we went to Darul Uloom. We made effort on learning the masalas of wudu, ghusl, namaz, marriage, everything. But we didn't make the effort of getting iman. And yaqeen, that effort we haven't made. So it doesn't just fall from the air, a person has to make that effort. And the first question when we return to Allah, we will be asked, Mar Rabbuka, who is your Rabb? And if we did not find Allah, and unfortunately if we cannot answer there, then it means terrible, terrible punishment and forever and ever. So therefore from these ayat we should learn that we have to learn about Allah and get our iman in order, and that we have that yaqeen on the being of Allah Ta'ala. Today we also all just go by cause and effect. So much so, as non-believers, they take out various types of insurance policies, that is almost, that is in the Muslim Ummah also. They buy on higher purchase, they take out a bond, that is all interest-bearing things. That is the lifestyle of Muslims also, by far and large. How their lifestyle is, what their education is, how they spend their holidays and their time. Unfortunately, there isn't any much difference between a Muslim and between them. Whereas all this teaches us that we have got a distinct way of life and we have to maintain that. And in fact, today the effort is made that we must mix with them and we must become like them. We mustn't live as a separate people. How unfortunate that we are going against the very grain of Islam and the teachings of Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Bada al-Islam wa ghariban. Islam was a strange way of life when it started. And that is how it will be again in later times. Unfortunately, this is what is happening today, and we want to join with the non-believers, live like them. We don't want to be looked upon as a separate people or separate nation. And unfortunately, by and large, all are accepting that way. In that case, there is only one way. May Allah protect us. But the azab of Allah descends on such people. May Allah protect us. So we should have full conviction on the Zaat of Allah, His Qudrat and His power, and a mu'min thinks on the lines of Iman, not on the lines of the kuffar and animals. May Allah guide us righteously. Subhanallah.